5 days after the election, parliamentary parties with many new TDs are meeting today. And as Paul was telling us in the bulletin earlier, while Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael are expected and expecting to form the next government again, they'll need help. And then they have to agree a programme for government. Fianna Fáil leader Micheál Martin, expected to be the next Taoiseach, says most of the work could be done by Christmas and has started to hold meetings with independent TDs. Finian McGrath is a former independent TD, Minister of State and political advisor to newly elected independent TD for Dublin Bay North, Barry Heenan. Finian McGrath, good morning.
Good morning, Gavin.
Have you and Barry met with Micheál Martin?
Yes, we had a very short, informal meeting yesterday with Micheál Martin, a very positive, constructive meeting. But it wasn't the kind of formal meeting because we have to wait until the Taoiseach meets the Fianna Fáil Parliamentary Party, because normal talks won't commence out of respect to the Parliamentary Party, and then we can start the process over the next couple of days.
How did the meeting come about?
Essentially, Micheál contacted our team, Barry's team, and we were delighted to go in and meet him and have a chat with us. It was a very warm, friendly meeting, very honest. And Barry showed his leadership qualities at that meeting. I was an observer now, Gavin. This is Barry was leading the debate. And also I noticed, observing, that they got on very well together on a personal and human level. And he represented the locked out generation in relation to housing. He also put other issues on the table. But I'm not going into details on these issues at the moment because of the confidentiality of the meeting. And we'll wait for the formal talks to begin after the Fianna Fáil Parliamentary meeting.
Were policies discussed?
We touched on a couple of issues, but again, I'm not going to comment on them. I don't want to breach the trust.
Who else was there?
Myself and Barry from the Barry Heenan election team. And essentially what happens then is when the Parliamentary Party meeting is over today, we're ready to step up to the plate and see what we can do. And then we will go back to our own kitchen cabinet and then the broader support group then to see if we have anything positive to report. But if we don't make any progress on the very important issues, we're all equally prepared to go into opposition. And I was interested to hear the comments of the Taoiseach earlier on there about people have to have backbone. Well, there's one thing about Barry Heenan, he has plenty of backbone and he's well able to stand up and fight for the people of Dublin Bay North, and that's why they elected him as a very young, strong, committed TD.
Did Micheál Martin look for Barry's support to form a government?
No, not we didn't. We didn't get onto that stage yet. It was kind of preliminary chat, cup of tea, and then the real talks will happen after the Parliamentary Party meeting. So, out of respect to the colleagues in the party.
And did they arrange to meet again?
Yeah. Well, basically, what will happen now is we'll set up meetings. After their Parliamentary Party meeting, we're also meeting other groups as well. Oh, yeah, sorry. And we had a second meeting yesterday then with Sean Canny and Michael Lowry from the regional group as well. So we had a pretty busy day yesterday in relation to the whole process. As we know, as independents, we're not going to hang around, Gavin.
Okay.
We're going to see if people are serious with us, if people want to get down to business and talk about public services and talk about housing, child poverty, promoting the Irish language, Dublin Bay, and other projects like that.
Yes.
We're up for it. But if people are not serious about it, we won't hang around.
And have you and Barry discussed a joint approach with any other independents?
We're having talks behind the scenes, but we'll see how that turns out. We haven't decided yet because we have to discuss some of those scenarios with our own supporters. But you can take it, we're talking to everybody, Gavin.
Have you and Barry met with other parties?
Not yet, but that will happen.
Have they been
in
touch?
Couple of days. Not yet. And as far as of this morning, no, it's happening very, very quickly behind the scenes. But as far as I know, none of the other smaller parties have contacted us yet.
Does Barry Heenan want to be in government?
Barry Heenan got elected on a programme. He's very interested in pushing that programme. He's a can-do politician.
Yes, does he want to be in government, Finian?
If he thinks he can deliver in relation to those key issues, yeah, we're up for talks. But it'll have to be guaranteed delivery, otherwise we're just going to go into opposition.
You said recently in an Irish Independent podcast that as the Independent Alliance, you went into government formation negotiations with Enda Kenny with six TDs and came out with 4.5 ministries. Does Barry Heenan want a ministry?
We didn't even go there yesterday, Gavin. This was just a chat. We haven't reached that stage. So essentially what we're doing is we're putting the issues, and of course everything in talks will be on the table after that. But absolutely, there's been absolutely no discussion about ministries. We're interested in pushing our policies for the people of Dublin Bay and Ard.
Okay.
And that's the reality.
How does all this compare to what happened between you and Enda Kenny in 2016?
In this case, Barry has gone in on his own as a young person, it's a different situation. But we're going through a similar process in relation to you go in, you meet.
But you went in as a group, isn't that right?
That's right, yeah. We had five of us negotiating. But we also had our individual issues as well. Remember well that I focused on disability and cystic fibrosis issues, and also a lot educational and special needs.
And you got a ministry.
My birth. And at the end of the process, there was a thing put on the table. I became Minister of State for Disabilities. That's true. But this is a completely different scenario now. We're dealing with a lot of independents that got elected. And I think there's going to be a strong presence there over the next couple of days to see, are people going to stand up and serve?
Finlay McGrath, former Independent TD and advisor to newly elected Independent TD Barry Heenan, thank you very much for speaking with us on the programme this morning.